This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Intellect Devourer.
Yeah, more like watching The Big Bang Theory or Married with Children.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Bad shows.
Gary, was that lag? Because it sounded like you said chill den.
I did. I impersonated the lag.
Okay.
I'm the lawnmower man.
He's in the system.
You just got jacked out. Yeah.
So The Intellect Devourer, which has a very interesting life cycle, this is a brain on legs.
Yes. Yeah. This feels like somebody was like, make me a psionic beast. No, don't take any time to think about what it would look like. And someone just took the word psionic and the word beast and then just shoved them together.
Hey, you know, no bad ideas and wait.
Yeah. Like literally just a purple brain with like animal legs. It's real silly.
It's pretty silly. And even less creative is the fact that they're young and old basically look exactly the same. Yeah.
Like, one of them is smaller.
So they're both about brain sized. But the adult can use psionics to alter its size, which is an amazing thing because this eventually gets down to these things will root out somebody's brain and replace it.
That, like, I was going to save that. Yeah. I hate that that's one paragraph when it's 100% the coolest thing about this.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Because you're just waiting to get cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, it gets that point. Like, you're flipping through it. How annoying is it that it starts off with, like, adult and larva, and then the first sentence is that the larva is actually called an ostilagore, and then they just use ostilagore the entire time?
Yeah.
Why isn't this Intellect Devourer / ostilagore?
I don't know. This seems very confusing and Dark Sun or whatever campaign setting this comes from. Obviously they had to compress it to put it here. Maybe
these are just regular monsters because these are what, Ithalids use as dogs.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. So these things show up. These are fucking Faerun Favies. You know, like these things get around. They're just like what mind flayers have instead of pups.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, well, we like your brains. So, like, it's so simple. Like, we like brains, so you made a psionic beast.
Yeah.
It's a brain with legs.
Well, no, I mean, like brains. It's why humans have dogs. I mean, all of us love hairy idiots.
Yeah, it's like all of the dogs are that one dog from Invasion of the Body Snatchers in the 70s. With the old, like, with the hobo face on it. You know, because it's like, you know, we like dog, we like, you know, people, so we just have this thing with legs.
Yep.
But that hollowing out thing is pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Because those legs got to go somewhere, right?
Oh yeah, they, like, do.
I'm just imagining, like, you know, one of your friends gets intellect devoured, you go up to him and you're just talking to him and he's got like a little bit of claw hanging out the corner of his mouth. And you're like, oh, there's something on your face. And he just goes, like, opens his mouth and the claw recedes. And he's just like, oh, I don't know what came over me. I must have eaten something earlier.
Yes.
I think that's a cool detail.
Hey, what's that in your mouth? Oh, nothing. Why do you have a claw in your mouth? Well, I don't have a claw in my mouth. This is very suspicious. No, you're suspicious.
Yeah. Let me take it from you. Grabs tongue. Yanks brain.
Yeah. You
know? Because the tongue is like the lawnmower starting cord of the brain.
Oh, true. Yeah.
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 So if you were to just, like, you know, no, that's how you get to thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're competing theories. Some people think that it's like those tabs that come in electronics that keep the battery separated from the context. So if you yank your tongue out, all of a sudden you can use all 100% of your brain.
You become limitless.
Yep. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.